Mesechtes Bava Metzia, Daf Pei Gimel, 16 lines from the top of Daf Pei Gimel Amud Aleph. In our Mishnah, Daf Pei Beis Amud Beis, the Mishnah stated that Ma'avich Chavis Mimakal Amakal Vishavra Bein Shem Mechino and Bein Shem Mesachi Yishava. And the Gemara brought a similar brisa, and the brisa, the sheet of our Tanakama, is the sheet of Rameya, and therefore the Gemara said that it seems from our Mishnah that Rameya hold Niska Lapeshehu, and the Gemara brought a raya from a brisa Mesechtes Bava Kama that Rameya hold Niska Peshea, and therefore the Gemara asked the stira between the words of Rameya. The Gemara brought two different halachim. Rabbi Elazar holds that in the Chinami you can't reconcile the two shitas of Rameya and Tavra Mishashanazu Loishanazu. Then on Daf Pei Gimel Amud Aleph we saw that Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba stated in the name of Rabbi Echron that there is no stira between the shitas of Rameya. In the Chinami, Rameya of our Mishnah also hold Niska Peshea. Really, both the Shem Echinam and the Shem Esachar should be chayiv. And the only reason why they make a shua and a potter is based on the Takanos Chachamim Sheim Iyat Oimekain Im Lecha Adam Amave Chavis Chaveir Mimakom Amakom. As if you don't make such a takana, then we won't be able to find porters, as porters would be nervous that they're always going to be chayiv if they're going to slip and break the item. And in the course of discussing the shitas that we had in our Mishnah, both when we were discussing the shita of Rabbi Elazar and the shita of Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba and Rabbi Echron, the Gemara brought down the shita of Issa ben Yehuda, and the Gemara brought a brisa, the Tanya Issa ben Yehuda Imer. Issa ben Yehuda says, "Ein roya shvuas Hashem tia ben shteim." Since the last two words in Pashas Mishpatim in Perachav Peis Pasuk Tes states, "Ein roya." That there was no one that saw, and then Pasuk Yud starts off, Shavuos Hashem, Tia Ben Shneim, and Issa Ben Yehuda is Medayik, that the Pasuk is teaching us that the only time that the Torah is Misakin, that a Shemit could make a Shavua and be Potter, is only when this occurred in the area where there likely are an Edom. And the Torah tells us that since there weren't Edom and there was no one that saw, therefore you could make a Shavuos Hashem and you could be Potter. However, if there's a scenario where this Maisa occurred in an area where there were many people, and therefore likely there were Edom that saw exactly what happened, then it would not be enough to make a Shavuos Hashemim, and you would actually have to find Edim to prove that you were not Pesheah. Gemara will now bring three different stories where we see that we paskin like Issa ben Yehuda, and the Gemara states, Ahu gavra d'gavra kama avra chavisa d'chamra b'ristika d'mechuzah v'tavra b'ziza d'mechuzah, that there was a person that was acting as a porter and was moving a barrel of wine in the center square of the city of Mechuzah, and he knocked the barrel of wine into a protrusion that was coming out of the wall, and the barrel broke. Also kamei d'rava. So they came to Rava Amule, and Rava said, "Ristika de mechuzah shchichi ba inchi." That since there are many people in the town square, so zil aisi raya v'ipata. And as the Gur brings down from the riff and the rush, that there are girls zil aisi raya deloy peshata ba v'ipata. And Rava said, since there were many people that likely saw what occurred, and therefore they are likely edim around, it would not be enough for you to make a shavuos hashemim. And the only way that you'll be pata is if you bring edim that you are not pesheya. So Amule Rabbi Yosef Bray, Rabbi Yosef the son of Rava. Rava said to Rava, "Kaman ki Isi, who are you passing like? Are you passing like Isi?" Amulei, so Rava responded to his son Rabbi Yosef in ki Isi v'sviru lan kavase, and we passing like Isi. The Gemara continues with another story, and this story we're not talking about a case of a shomer, and even so we're going to apply the din of Isi, and even though Isi learns this out from a pasuk b'negei shomim, we apply this even b'negei other dinim, as the Gemara states, "Ahu gavred amulei lechavre zil zavonli abba meir dani chamra." Reuven said to Shimon, "Go and buy for me 400 barrels of wine." Also Zavale, and Shimon went and bought 400 barrels of wine. L'soif asal kamei, and then later on Shimon brought these barrels of wine to Reuven. Amalei, and Shimon said to Reuven, "Zvini lecha abam meyadani chamra v'tekifaluhu." And I bought 400 barrels of wine, and they became vinegar. Once again, asal kamei d'Rava, they came in front of Rava to iska shayla. Amalei and Rava responded to them, "Abam meyadani chamra ki tekifi kol isla l'milsa." If there would be 400 barrels of wine that all of a sudden became vinegar, then there would be a coil. Zil icy right and me kirk, he masvis lu chamra maliahava vipata. And therefore, there must be edim that actually know if this was vinegar or it was wine when you bought it. It would not suffice if you will make a shvua, and instead, this shliach would have to bring edim to testify that these barrels contained wine at the time that he purchased these barrels. And the Gemara once again says, Amalei Rabbi Yosef Bray, so Rabbi Yosef his son said to Rava, "Kaman ki isi, who are you passing like? Are you passing like isi, even in a case with not talking about a shvua?" Hashemim Amalei, and Rav responded in Kisi that my psak is based on the din of Isi v'sfirulam kavase, and we hold like this din of Isi. Rashi and Diba Maskel Kol Islu states Emesech Mitzu, number one, that the Edom and the people know when it became vinegar. Eitzel Mihayu v'shel Mihayu, they also know who had possession of these barrels at the time and who it belonged to at that time. Rashi explains that the concern is Shemeshel Chayayu, maybe these barrels of vinegar actually belong to the shliach, or Kenisa Chaimitz B'dam B'chusim, or the shliach went and bought barrels of vinegar for a cheaper price, and it didn't become vinegar in his possession. And I in the Shittim Kubetzes, who brings down for Rabbeinu Yonason that the Balabayas Shaso Shliach, this was a pure pshia, and Lefidus Pshat, the shliach had ulterior motive. He was able to buy cheap vinegar, and he was able to keep the rest of the money. Or the balabais was shliach, that his actual ulterior motive was that the shliach had barrels of vinegar, and he swapped out the wine that he bought for the vinegar that the shliach already had. And the Shita Mekubetzes also brings down that when the Gemara tells us Abba Meir Dani Chamra Tekifi, call it Islo Milsa, the Chitakfi Abba Meir Dani Chamra, the Chav Gavra, that when 400 barrels of wine that belong to one person turns into vinegar, Efshad Lulitka Mechamra, the Shar Inchi, that it's impossible that other people's wine did not turn into vinegar as well, the Vada and Novim Hemshin Skalkalo Bekarim, as it must be that there was a bad crop and the grapes were ready to skalkal while they were on the vines. We learn Kol Islo Milsa, that there is a call in the town that there's crops that went bad, and therefore there was a lot of wine that went bad and became vinegar. However, the Rashba says, that you should have screamed and told everyone you bought vinegar instead of wine, and if you didn't scream, and therefore you're not neman to make a shvua. And Ran explains, as we already mentioned, that the reason why we bring the second story is that not only did Isi say he's din, keep in mind that the Gemara used the term l'seif os l'kameh. At the end result, he brought these barrels in front of Reuven, and it could be the Gemara is telling us that if he would bring it immediately, then there would be no question that it was vinegar at the time they bought it. In this case, Reuven didn't need these barrels right away, or Shimon had to travel a great distance, and therefore he delivered it at a later point, and it wasn't immediately after he bought the barrels of wine. Therefore, we can at least have it said that it was wine at the time they bought it. Between the time that he bought it and the time they delivered it to Reuven, it changed into vinegar. And as we know, the Gemara teaches us there's always a period of time of 3 days where wine will turn into vinegar and doesn't just happen from one moment to the next. And the Gemara continues, asking Rabbi Chiya b'Yosef b'Sichra, Rabbi Chiya b'Yosef made a takana in the town of Sichra, Hanu d'Dara ba'Agra v'Itbar n'Shalim Palga. People used to hire porters, and when they would hire a porter for a heavier load, the porter would have a yoke that he would wear on himself, and this would assist him to be able to carry a load that generally he couldn't carry without a yoke. And as Rashi says, the Doru Ba'agra might cough of Bemtsai, Vinoisne Aksefai, and he puts it on his shoulders, Vinoisne Shnei Badin, Vishnei Reishav, Vinoisne Boy, Master Kaved, and this way he could carry a larger load and a heavier load. Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef was Misakin that if a porter is carrying a large load, which generally is too heavy for one person, but it's still not enough weight that someone would want to hire two porters, as that would be much more expensive. Therefore, it was the derech that people would only hire one porter. And Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef was misakin that the porter should have to pay for half of the damages. And Rashi explains, Mishalim Palga, Poyel Shekibel of Lahil Chavis Memakal Mokrim, Vinosim Ba'isamait, Vinidbar Mishalim Palga. Gemara explains, my time and was the reason, Nafish Lachav, Vizutal Trey, that this package and this load was too heavy for one person, but it was too light for two people. And Karav Lo'inis, Vikarav Lopia, this is categorized as Karav Lo'inis and Karav Lopia. Rashi states, Nafish Lachav, Vilohoi Latin Lavada, and he shouldn't have carried it by himself. However, Zutal Trey, Vikimine in Royal Lishne Masois, Derek Ne Adon, Lishatsek, Vilotaina Ba'echod, Lukuk Domi Nami Lo'inis, therefore it's also similar to an Oinis, and since we're not sure if it's considered an Oinis or Pshia, therefore the porter only has to pay for half of the Hezek. However, the Gemara continues, Bidiglo Mishalim Kula, if the porter uses a different type of yoke, which is made in order to carry even a heavier load, and that load is really something that you really need two people to carry, so in that case it will be considered a complete Pshia, and therefore the porter will have to pay for all of the damages. Rashi explains the Dara Bidigla that it's a different type of a harness, Eitz Mefutzel Bereshai, that you have a rod which is broken into two by its top, the Kaisha by Masa Shnei B'nei Adam, Umachas Tavari being Shnei Pitzalav, Umutala Beg Seifav, the Kaina Isil Bereshan Ashkenaz Gavla, Bereshai Shomata Oroch, Uchashaim Lofesh Matzigoy Bekaka, and therefore Mishalim Kule, the porter has to pay for the entire Hezek, Shepshihu, because it's considered Pshia, Shehir B'Masa Shnei B'nei Adam. The Gemara continues, Rabba Bachanan and some Agurus, Rabba Barhuna, Tavule Hanashakaloi, Chavita de Chamra, that he had a jug of wine and he gave it to porters to transport for him, and the jug of wine broke. Shakal Glamayu, he went and he took their coats as payment. And the Gemara tells us, Asu Armul Rav, so these porters reporters went to Rav and told him what occurred. And Amalei, and Rav said to Rabbi Bachana, Havlu Glimayu, give them back their coats. Amalei, so Rabbi Bachana said back to Rav, Din Hachi, is this really the din? Lemaisa, they had a job to do, and they didn't do it properly, and they were Pesheya, and therefore they owe me the money. Amalei, so Rav responded in that since you're a Talmud Chacham, therefore it is a proper thing to do. And he bases on a pasuk in Mishlei that states, Leman Telech Bederech Tovim Va'orchot Tzadikim Tishma. Therefore, if you want to go in the proper way, this is the proper thing to do. And Yavlu Glumayu, so Rabbi Bachana listened to Rav, and he gave them back their coats, Amulei. But his porters now said to Rav, Aniya Nan V'techina Kuliyama V'kafina V'les Lamidi, that we are Aniyim, and we worked the entire day as porters, and Lamaisa was starving, and now Rabbi Bachana doesn't want to pay us our wages, since Lamaisa, we didn't do our job properly. Amulei Zil Havigrayu. So once again, Rav turned to Rabbi Bachana, and he said, go and pay them their wages. Amulei, so Rabbi Bachana said to Rav, Din Hachi, is this actually the din? Amulei, and Rav responded in, as the pasuk ends off, Orchot Tzadikim Tishma, and you should guard and you should protect the ways of Tzadikim, and as Rashi says, Lefnim Meshur Sadin, that this din is only Lefnim Meshur Sadin, and the Mefarshim discuss that L'chari, how could it be that Rav would actually paskin that Rabbi Bachana has to go Lefnim Meshur Sadin? L'chari, the concept of Lefnim Meshur Sadin is to go beyond the letter of the law, and therefore Rav should just give an Eitzah and shouldn't have said this as an actual psak, Ayin Ba'achreinim, Hadron L'chaseches Ha'unin, Hadron L'chaseches Ha'unin, Hadron L'chaseches Ha'unin, and we continue with the next parak and the next Mishnah. Mishnah begins, Haseches Ha'pilim, if Reuven hires workers, Va'om Lahem L'hashkim L'harev, and he wants to force them to get up prior to Netzach Hama and to start working earlier, or to work later and to stay after Tzeis, so Makom Shenagu, Shalei L'hashkim, Shalei L'harev, Eino Rishoy L'Kaifan, if they were in a place where the minig is that a worker doesn't get up early and doesn't stay late, Reuven can't force them to do so, and the Gemara will ask that L'chari it's Pashut, as certainly since the minig is that they don't have to work during those times, then certainly you can't force them. And Taisa points out, Pirishri, Bishasachrin Stoma, where you actually hired them without making any tzayim, Ba'om Alehem Achashasachrin Kfar, that after he already hired them, he said to them, L'hashkib L'harav, Avalim Histame Kara HaKol V'tzay, however, certainly if he made a condition at the time that he hired them, then certainly they have to work early and they have to stay late. The Mishnah continues, Makom Shenagu Lazon Yazon, in an area where the minig is that the poyel gives food to his workers, then you have to give food. L'sapik b'mesika yisapik, and the minig is to give relish and to give sweet items to the workers, then he also has to supply that as well. Hakol k'minig ha'medina, and when dealing with poyelim, everything goes based on the standard of that area. Mishnah tells us a story, Maisa Rabbi Yechon ben Masya sha'amal b'nai tzei skol on poyelim. There was a story Rabbi Yechon ben Masya that said to his son, go and hire for me workers, halachu pasuk l'mezaynis, and his son went and he hired workers, and he specified that I'm going to give you food while you're working. When he came to his father and he told him the deal they made with his workers, so Rabbi Yechon ben Masya said to him, Bni, afilim ato islam kesuda shleim b'shaitai lo yotzidecha vaschi yomayin, that even if you would go and prepare for them a suda like shleima during his time, you will still not be yotzah, your chiv and your responsibility to give them food. As Rashi says that the suda of shleima b'shaitai be'is machusai during the time that he was king. As we learned in Masechtas Gittin by the story of Ashpenai, the melech v'hedyet hava, that Shlomo HaMelech was a melech and then a hedyet. Therefore, the Mishnah is specifying that we're talking about the suda while Shlomo was a king. The reason why that would not be good enough is Shehem b'nei Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov, and as Rashi says, v'suda shel Avram g'dayla mishel Shlomo, and the suda of Avram was even more than the suda of Shlomo, as the Gemara will explain. And therefore, Rabbi Yechon ben Masya said to his son, al'ad shlo yaschilu b'malacha, that prior to them starting a malacha and actually getting involved with the contract and not being able to back out, save Amalahem, you should go and tell them, Al Menashe Ein Lechem Alai, El Paspekit Nid Bilvad, you should know when I said I'm going to give you mezainis, I only meant I'm going to give you bread and beans, I'm not responsible to give you more, and if you don't want to take that condition, then you could back out. As Rashi says, actually, Eschil B'Malacha, the Ein Kan El Dvarim, V'Dorah Ein Behem Mishum Mechusri Amana, the Ilum Mishah Hischilu Loisu Chalachsa, as if they already started working, then he would not be able to be Chayza, and Ayin the Bachu states, Nichta B'tzidoi Teimah, the Perek Hazav, Daf Mem Tes Mevuya, the Yesh B'Dvarim, Mishum Mechusri Amana, that there are cases where even when someone says something, there is a problem with being Mechusri Amana. Possibly we could explain that even the son of Rabbi Yechon ben Masya never meant that he would give them more than bread and beans, and therefore over here there's not a problem with Mechusri Amana, because his words actually did not mean that, and he was just coming to clarify exactly what he meant, and he wasn't changing what he actually stated. Finally, the Mishnah tells us, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel tells us, Lo Yitzarech Lema, that really the son of Rabbi Yechon ben Masya did not even have to go back to them and tell them this, as I call Kaminika Medina, as every tnai that's found in a contract contract, we would look at the standard of that area, and that would become the standard clause. Certainly, he would not be chayev to give them a major suda like the suda of Avraham Avinu. The Gemara begins that a Mishnah stated, "Haseches ha'poylim va'om lahem l'hashkem l'harav makom shenagur shloy l'hashkem v'shloy l'harav ein rishay l'chayvon." And the Gemara asks, "Pshita that l'chayr it is pashut, as since he didn't make this in the condition of the shtar, then certainly we have to look at the minhag makom. Therefore, if standard working hours in this town is from Netzach Chama until Tzeitzach Chavim, then l'chayr that's all he has to work, and certainly an employer can't force him to work earlier or to work later." And the Gemara states, "Leitzuicha the tafluah agrayo," that the Mishnah is teaching us a chiddush that even if the employer gave these employees more money than the standard would be for this type of a job, and he still can't force them to work longer than the standard hours of the city. And ma'alot tema, as one may have thought, amaluhu, that the employer could tell to the employees, "Had tafluah agrayo," that the reason why it gave you a higher wage is that daitul makdivisu makashichusu badoi, that it was understood that it would want you to work longer hours, I want you to work earlier, and I want you to stay late. Kamash blond or malay, hide the toughest lun, I died of dina lacha of dina shapirta. And therefore, the Mishnah teaches us that they don't have to work longer hours. And the employees tell the employer that the reason why you gave us extra wages is because you wanted to make sure to hire talented workers and make sure you get a better job. And therefore, you paid us a higher wage than other employees generally would be paid. And we continue on that pay gimel obeys. Amrish Lakish, the Rish Lakish teaches us, Pail Bichri Sasa Mishaloi, Bitsiyasa Mishal Balabayas, that a Pail at the end of his day has to add on from his own time. And as Rashi says, Bichri Sasa Le'ir, when he's going back into the city, Mishaloi, Tzarech Levati Mishaloi, he has to give to the employer some of his own time, Eitzel Balabayas, Ulachshech Etzloi, and to stay later, and to stay all the way till Tzeitzel Chavim. However, at the beginning of the day, when the Pail is leaving the city, then he doesn't leave until Netzachama, and he doesn't leave until it's light outside. As Rashi says, Vitziyasa Lumlachta Bebeika, Mishal Balabayas, in Tzarech Lahaktim, Elim HaNetzachama. And Ayin Taisis, who's bothered from the Pasuk in Nechemiah, that tells us that the Pailim B'negeir Beis HaMikdash started working from Alayis HaShachar. Taisis explains, Hasu Mishum Kavir Beis HaMikdash Havi Mekad Mitvei, that because of the Kavir Beis HaMikdash, they would actually start earlier in order to show that they want to finish the Beis HaMikdash quicker. However, Avo Shah Pailim Lo Yoytzim Lumlacha Elim HaNetzva Ilech, Shalich Hilu Tzarech Balabayas, that other Pailim would not go out to work until after Nates, and their travel time is considered Litzarech Balabayas. And Taisis is bothered that L'chirya, why does the Gemara start off Pail B'chlisasim Mishaloi B'tziyasim Mishal Balabayas, if L'chirya the work starts at the beginning of the day, and the Gemara should say B'tziyasim Mishal Balabayas and B'chlisasim Mishaloi? Taisis says that this is the Derech HaGemara, and he brings various rayas, and as the Gemara states in Mesechtas Pesachim on that base, Rabbi Yehuda says La'ilim Yikonis Adam B'chitayiv V'yetzi B'chitayiv, and once again we reverse the order. Reish Lakish continues Shenema, and he brings a pasuk from Tehillim in Kapitel Kuf Dalid. The pasuk first states in Pasuk Chav, Tashas Choshech Vehiloyla, Boitimer is Kochai Seyara, that once it's dark, then the animals go out in the forest and they wander in the forest. And then in Pasuk Chav Beis and Chav Gimel, the pasuk says, Tizrach Hashem Asher Sofen Velmoinosim Yibotzen. Pasuk Chav Gimel states, Yeti Adon Lefaloi, Vilavadosi Ade Orev. Reish Lakish understands the pasuk that once it's light outside, then the animals go together and they go back to the areas where they dwell and they crouch. Only after it's light outside, then Yetzi Adam Lefaloi, then a person goes out to work. And then the pasuk says, "V'lavidase ade erev," and he works until the erev. And as Rashi says, "Ashetechshach until tzeitzak echavim." And the Gemara continues and asks on Reish Lakish, "V'lechse hechen higi?" Why don't we just look at every city and see what the custom is and what their work hours are, and then we will know how to be noig. And why do we need the pasuk to teach us this din? And the Gemara answers, "Be'ir chadasha," that we're talking about a new city, and they want to know how to set up the rules and regulations in their city. And therefore, the pasuk teaches us that a worker has to leave his house only by nates, and he doesn't have to leave earlier, and he has to stay at the job site until tzeisek echavim. And the Gemara is still bothered that even if it will be a new city, v'nechsem hechakasu, why don't we look at the people of this city and see where most of the people came from, and then the rules and regulations should be set up based on the previous city. And the Gemara says, b'nekutai, we're talking about an area where there was a melting pot, and there were many people that came from other areas, and therefore there wasn't one specific minhag hamakom that they could rely on, and therefore you look at the pasuk, and the pasuk tells us the standard should be that workers don't have to leave their home until nates, and they must stay at their job and their job site until tzeitzei chachavim, and they can't start going back home until tzeis. The Gemara continues, Ibayis imo, or I could tell you another teretz, the amal luhur, the garisu li kapoyel deraisa, that the pasuk is teaching you that this is the standard that the Torah requires. Therefore, if Reuven says to Shimon that I want to hire you as a day worker and should follow the dinei ha-Torah, then even if the minhag hamakom is different, the din would be that Shimon doesn't have to leave his house house until Nates, and he must continue working until Tzeisak Rechavim. And since the Gemara just discussed the Pasuk in Tehillim in Kapitel Kuf Dalid, so the Gemara continues, Darsh Rab Zeira, Rab Zeira Dashin, V'Amri Law, and some say, Tani Rab Yisif, that Rab Yisif taught a Braisa, as Maidach Siv, as was the Pasuk in Tehillim in Kapitel Kuf Dalid, Pasuk Chaf Min, when it says, Tashish Choshech V'Yilayla, Boy Tim Reis Kol Chaisa Yar, we dash in Tashish Choshech V'Yilayla, when it becomes dark and it's night, Zer Oidl Mazeh, Shadim Lilayla, this is referring to Oidl Mazeh, which is compared to night, Boy Tim Reis Kol Chaisa Yar, and when the Pasuk says that at that time, all the animals of the forest get stirred and they wander around, Eilu Rishayim Shabai, this is referring to Rishayim that are in Oidl Mazeh, Shadim Lilayla Shabiyar, that are similar to animals that are in a forest. Rashi explains, Eilu Rishayim Shabai, Shemenichon Lehen Yecholis Lahalach Birisham Ve'in Yefroyim Hem, that Kosh Baruch Hu gives them the opportunity and the free will to go and do things bad and to be Rishayim, and he doesn't take retribution from them immediately. The Ben Yehoyada points out that there are two types of Rishayim. There are those people that everyone knows that they're Rishayim and they don't hide the fact that they're Rishayim, and then there are people that hide the fact that they're Rishayim and they're much more dangerous. And the Pasuk over here compares the Rishayim to animals that are wandering in a forest and not wandering in an open area. And of course, those animals that are running in open, wide fields are noticeable. However, animals that are running in a forest hide better and they're more camouflaged. And our Gemara is referring to those Rishayim that camouflage themselves and make themselves look like the tzaddikim, but ultimately they're Rishayim and they're not Teichi Kabarai. And the Gemara continues in Dashin's Pasuk Chaf Beis that states, Tizrech Hashem Shiei Asayfion Vel Menasim Yibatzon, and we learn out Tizrech Hashem Shle Tzaddikim. When the Pasuk says Tizrech Hashem that the sun will shine, it is referring to Ar HaGanos that will shine for Tzaddikim L'Oilam Haba. And the Pasuk continues, Yei Asayfion Rishayim L'Gehenim, that the Rishayim will be gathered at that time to Gehenim. And then the Pasuk says, Vel Menasim Yibatzon, that they will crouch in their dwellings, Ein L'Chal Kol Tzaddik Tzaddik She'ein Lo Yimadu L'Fi Chvaydai, that there will be no Tzaddik that doesn't have a dwelling according to his honor, and La'asad Lavai, every Tzaddik will have a proper place and have the proper covered. And Pasuk Chaf Gimel continues, Yetzei Adam L'Falai, that a person goes out to his job and to his work, and the Gemara explains, Yatsu Tzaddikim L'Kabal Scharen, that Tzaddikim will go out in order to be Makabal Deschai La'asad Lavai, L'Aidase Adi Arev, B'Misha Hishlam Avidase Adi Arev, and referring to those Tzaddikim that keep doing their job until the evening and until the time that they die, and as Rashi says, Adi Arev Adyei Maisai. Before we continue, let's point out three different ideas from the Ben Yoyada. Number one, the Ben Yoyada continues B'negei Rishayim, and he says V'chein inu Rishayim Yeshem Rishayim Gemur V'yaduim Me'ilu im Pachad Acha Pachad Hu Min Rishayim She'inu V'yaduim V'nirayim Lehedya U'chemash HaKosav HaPosek Shem Li B'Ozray Hashem should assist me V'ani Erev B'Sainai, that at least I should be able to see my enemies and I should know who my enemies are. The Gemara stated Tizrach HaShemesh was referring to the Tzaddikim, and he explains that since the Pasuk says HaShemesh with the Hei HaYidia, therefore it's referring to the Shemesh that the Pasuk speaks about when it says Bezarch Lachem Yurei Shemi Shemesh Tzedakah U'Mapeh. In addition, the Gemara explained Vel Meinasim Yibatzon that Ein L'Chakol Tzadik Tzadik She'ein Lo Yimadu L'Fi Chvaydai. He explains that since the Pasuk doesn't say Ma'inais but it says Ma'inasam, and it's Mashma Ma'inasam, that's their Ma'in and it's a specific dwelling that's right for them. He brings a remez that you could split the word Ma'inasam into Ma'in Tam, and it's telling us that their Dira is Tam, that is Shalim and complete for Ein Chasar, and it's not lacking anything. Our Gemara continues with the story, Rabbi Lezer Rab Shimon Eshkech Lahu Par Gavno the Katafis Ganvi, that Rabbi Lezer Rab Shimon found a person who was the officer and he was the chief of police and he was investigating different people, he was arresting various people, and as Rashi says, Tafsi Ganvi, Baidik Achrein V'Taifson. The Gemara tells us, Amalei, Rabbi Lezer Rab Shimon said to this officer, Hechi Yachus Lu, Lavke Chivasa Mesili, that L'chira, how is it possible they're actually able to catch these Ganovim if they're compared to wild animals? D'chsib, Boy Tirmais Kol Chaisa Yara, and as Rashi says, Hechi Yachus Lu, Lahavin Tach Beloisam, that how do you understand exactly what they're doing if they're compared to wild animals? That they hide away during the day, and therefore it's impossible to know who the actual Ganovim are. And the Gemara states, Ikad Amri, that others have a version, Mahai Kral Kamale, the Reb Lezer Reb Shimon did not bring the Pasuk from Kapitel Kuf Dalid, and instead he brought a Pasuk in Tehillim in Kapitel Yud, as the Pasuk says, Ya'erev Bamister Ka'arye Ketsukha Ya'erev Lachtev Oni, Yachtev Oni B'mashcha Berishtai. And once again, we see that a Ganav is compared to a lion and compared to a wild animal. Based on this Pasukim, Reb Lezer Reb Shimon said, Dil Mashakl Tzadiki V'shafkas Rishi, that maybe you're making a mistake, and you're actually arresting those people that are really Tzadikim, and you're leaving those Rishayim, and they're getting away with being Ganovim. And the Gemara tells us that Amalei, that the officer responded to Rabbi Lezer Rab Shimon, that Amayo Avid, and what should I do? Hamor de Malkahu, this is the ruling of the king, and I have to meet my quota, and therefore I have to arrest people, and therefore I can't be sure that I'm actually making the right choice, but I have no choice in the matter. So Amalei, so Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon said to this officer, Ta'agmencha hechi tavid, come and I will teach you how you should actually act, and in what way you should investigate who is a criminal, and this way you'll find the right people. He told him, Ol ba'abo shoy l'chanusa, you should go to a bar during the fourth hour of the day, kichaz inish t'kashashi l'chamer, v'kanaka kasa b'yadei v'kanam neim, and when you see a person that's drinking wine, and he's holding his cup in his hand, and he's very drowsy, shoy l'ayu, you should ask about this person that is drowsy, and you'll be able to determine if he's a tzaddik or if he's a rasha, as itzer rabbanu, as if people say that this person is a talmid chacham, akdu mikadum l'girse, that the reason why he's tired is because he gets up very early in the morning to learn, and therefore he's falling asleep. Ipailu, and if people tell you that he's a day worker, and therefore since he's gainfully employed, so the likelihood is that he's not a ganev, and therefore kadum avadavite, then you could be seimach and say that the reason why he's falling asleep is because he likely got up very early to do his work, and that's why he's tired. Via vidte belele, and if people say that he works at night, and meanwhile people say that they don't hear that he's making any sounds at night, and therefore maybe he is the ganev. However, we could be seimach with duty rudded that the reason why there's no sound is because he's working with metal wires and he's making needles. And as Rashi says, that he pulls chutim of copper and of iron, lasis machtin, to make needles from nasir belayla, and this umnis was done at night. As even if we didn't hear that he was actually banging with his hammer that night, you still don't have to be choshish that the reason why he's tired is because he was actually out stealing and he's the ganav, because it's possible that he was doing malacha that was quiet, and therefore we didn't hear any noise coming from his home. And finally, the Gemara tells us, Be'iloi, and if we don't find out that he's one of these things, then ganavahu, that he's a ganav, v'tafsei, and you should go and grab him and you should arrest him. As Rashi says, ganvahu v'lakachu yoshon, and that's why he's tired and he's sleeping, shenir b'layla, because he was awake the entire night, lar of ivri drachim oilach b'batam. The Ben Yehuda says that all these tests were only to be able to tell who was innocent, but in chenami, even if there was a person that didn't meet any of these criteria, still he would told them that you have to go and do more investigation in order to make sure that you're not arresting innocent people. Gemara continues, shtam milsa b'malka, that eventually the king heard about what Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon told this person and told the officer, and Amru, and therefore the king said, Krayna digrisa iu lehevi pavanka, that the reader of the letter should be the one to deliver the letter, and since this is Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon's idea, therefore he should become the chief officer, and he should be the one that investigates crimes, and he should be the one that makes arrest. And the Gemara tells us, Asul Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, v'katafis ganvi v'azol, that they brought Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, and they appointed him as the chief officer, and he started doing his job and arresting people that were ganavim. And the Gemara tells us, Shalchli Rabbi Shuv ben Kocha, so Rabbi Shuv ben Kocha sent a message to Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, Chaimitz ben Yayin, that you're like vinegar, who is the son of wine, and your father was, of course, Rabbi Shimon ben Yechai, and therefore he was like wine, and you're like vinegar, because you're going and arresting people, and on Masa Atu Mesa Amay Shalol Kein La'Riga, until when will you actually be a Meser and give over your people for execution? The Gemara tells us that Shalach Lei, the Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, sent a message back to Rabbi Shimon ben Kocha, Koitzim Ani Mechalim Min HaKerem, that I'm getting rid of those thorns from the vineyard, and I'm actually getting rid of those Rishayim, and it's a proper thing that I'm doing. Even so, Shalach Lei, Rabbi Shimon ben Kocha, sent another message to Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, Yavi Balak Kerem V'Yichal Es Koitzav, let the Balak Kerem be the one to destroy his thorns, and you should leave this up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you shouldn't be getting involved. Mechir, it is very reminiscent of the Gemara that tells us the story about Rabbi Shimon ben Yechai and Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon at the time that they came out of the Mara, and Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon did not have much tolerance for those people that were doing things improperly. And Rashi explains, Chaimitz ben Yayin, Rosha ben Tzadik, Yovi Balakarim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, Ki Kerem Hashem Tzavakos, Beis Yisrael, Klal Yisrael is called the vineyard of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara continues, Yom Echad, Pogabehu Kaivis, one day a launderer met Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, Harya Chaimitz ben Yayin, and he called him vinegar, the son of wine, just like Rabbi Shua ben Karcha called Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon beforehand. Aman, Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon said, Midchatzav Kulahai, that since this person has so much chutzpah, Shema Mino Rishihu, it must be that he's a Rasha. And Amalahu, so Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon said to those people, Tafsug, let's go arrest him. And after Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon calmed down, Ozul Basre Lefruke, he went to redeem this person, as Lemaisa, the Melech used to kill those people that would steal, and those people that Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon would arrest. Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon felt that he acted too harshly and too swiftly, and maybe he didn't investigate this person enough. And this person was already already found guilty, and therefore Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon wasn't able to save him. Karyolel and Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon used the pasuk in Mishlei about this person that states, Shema Pivul Shayne, Sharmi Mitzaris Nashay, that a person watches his mouth and his tongue, his soul will be guarded from tzareis. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon felt that since the Koyves said Chaimetz Ben Yayin and called him Rasha, therefore it caused him this tzara, and he caused his own death, and Zekvu, and ultimately they hung this person, and they hung this launderer. The Gemara tells us that Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon come to see Zekipa V'Kabachi, they stood underneath the gallows, and he was crying, and Amuloi, and they said to him, Rabbi Al Yari Beinecha, Shehu B'nai, Balu Narim Rasu B'Yayim Kippurim, they should not feel bad, as L'maisa we know that he and his son were Mizana with the Narim Rasa on Yom Kippur. We know that if someone is Mizana with the Narim Rasa, the Chayiv Skila, and as Rashi says, V'Cholon Estolon Nitlin, that after someone was Chayiv Mises Bezen of Skila, they were also hanged, and therefore, as we know, that Dindal Mises Le Batlu, therefore, by the fact that the launderer was hanged, this was a kiyum of Skila. And Ayin Ritvar points out, Afal Pisha Batlu Sanhedrin didn't have Mises Le Batlu, as we explain. Ritvar continues, Yish Leimesh Le Batlu, She Yomus Pemisa Chamur Yaisa, Al Pa'am Shum Les Pemisa Kal Yaisa, and it's also possible that a person will die with a Misa that's more Kal than the standard Mises Bezin that he would generally get, Kashem Shapam Shu Yomus Al Mashkavai, just like at times that a person could have a natural death, and it's really considered Mises Bezin. And he points out, V'Hachal, Hachal, and Shtana Dinai, and over here we see that he actually had a lighter death than the standard death, as we said that in Ayim Rasa is Chayav Skila, and over here he was hanged. And even though Rashi explained that hanging was part of Skila, however, Ritva said that Tliya Me'inin Chenek She Yoyse Kalam is Skila. And here it's possible that Ritva argues in Rashi, as the Mishnah Mesechta Sanhedrin on Daf Mem Hei Amud Beis brings the sheet of the Chachamim that hold that the only time that someone had Skila would also be hanged is only for someone that was Oyved Avodah Zarah or someone that was Mekalas Hashem. And since this launderer was over on Gila Rayas, therefore he shouldn't have been hanged, and therefore the Ritva says that he got the Misa Kala, which was Chenek. The Gemara tells us, Hiniach Yodei Al Bnei Me'ayav, so Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon put his hands on his stomach, and Amen, he said, Sisu Bnei Me'ayai Sisu, that my inner should be happy, because I didn't paskin wrong, U'mas Feke Shalachem Kach, and just like when I had a suffix, it turned out okay, and I was correct, V'Avdai Shalachem Alachas Kavim V'Kamo, and certainly the things I knew for certain, I felt comfortable with, that I was definitely correct, and I didn't kill anyone that was innocent. And Rashi explains that over here was a suffix, as the only reason why Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon actually had this person arrested was because he said something to him and was only based on Dibur Ba'alma, but he didn't have any major raias that this person was a ganav. However, Vaday Shalchem, Makim Sheish, Tam B'Dava, for places where there's actually a reason, and I did an investigation, could go in Hanach Denayim B'Chanusa, for example, an investigation where Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon said, you should go and look in a tavern and see the people that are sleeping. So certainly I never arrested someone that was actually innocent, and therefore Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon stated, Muftachani B'chem, that I'm definitely certain about my innards, She'in Rima V'Seleh, She'letzit B'chem, worms and insects will not have any shlita on my innards after I die. However, the Gemara tells us, V'afilu hachi loy mi'as v'dayte, that even though they told Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon that this person was born in Naim Rasa and Yom Kippur, was still disturbed about what happened. Therefore, the Gemara tells us, Ashkiu Asama D'Sheinasa, he gave Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon a drink that was an anesthesia and caused him to fall asleep, V'ailu l'beis d'sheisha, and they brought him into a house that was made of marble, and therefore there wasn't air in the house. It was a clean area in order to go and do some sort of a procedure and operation. The Karel Krese, and they ripped open his stomach, Havim Mafkim Minei, Dekuli Tabra, and they took out of him baskets full of fat, Umaisve B'Shimshu B'Tamuz V'Av, and they placed his fat in direct sunlight during the hot summer months of Tamuz and Av, and B'Loi Masuche, and the fats did not rot and did not become full of worms. Therefore, they tried to show Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon that he didn't do anything wrong, and he doesn't have to feel bad, and the Gemara is called Tarbanami Loisiriach, and we know that standard fats do not rot, and therefore, what was the raya? And the Gemara explains, called Tarbanami Loisiriach, in Chanami, if you have 100% pure fat, then it will just liquefy and it won't rot. However, Sharuka Sumke Masriach, when there is fat that is red and it has some sort of blood in the fat, then certainly it would rot. But Hacha Afagav the Isa Shuraika Sumke Loi Masriach, over here, even though this fat was mixed with some sort of blood, it still did not rot, and Kari Nafshe, and Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon was so happy, and he referenced the pasuk in Tehillim in Kapitel Tes Zayin, and he referenced it regarding himself, as the pasuk says, "L'chein samach libi v'yogel kafaydi af b'sari yishkol nevetach." Even my bustle will rest with security. And as we will see in the Gemara in that pei dalam beis, that l'maaser Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon was still not happy and was still not convinced that he didn't do anything wrong. And Mefarshim explained that even though this koyvis actually said to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon the same words Rabbi Shua ben Karcha said, and he said chaimitz ben yayin, however, Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha was the Rebbe of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, and therefore therefore, of course, he had a right to give him musa. However, this koyvis had no right to actually say chametz ben yayin. That's why Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon said, the Ben Yehuda points out that even though the Gemara says have a mafkin minei de kule and took out baskets full of fat from Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon near the afgav the efshelia shuman rav b'derus rishayim, that it could be that the people were very fat in the derus rishayim. Certainly, they were spiritually greater than us, and therefore it could be that physically they were also stronger than us. Mikol makom efshel loshin zel lav dafka elu loshin guzma k'masha kotz b'gemara atapuch v'gevin upureches dibur chacham loshin avoy k'masha kotz b'mesechtes midas v'tamid v'chein amru dibur teret loshin avoy k'masha kotz v'arim gedolus ubeturus b'shemayim malkein gam hocha efshel d'noka gemara k'loshin bnei adam loim al dava shu rav mishir hanog to describe something that was abnormal loshin amru ribu atzim oed. Therefore, the Gemara exaggerated v'in a kach mamish ayin sham. The Ben Yehuda also says when the Gemara says hiniach yoda b'nei meyav, referring to his lave and his kleis, to his heart and his kidneys, and as the Gemara teaches us that is the area where a person makes decisions from. Finally, the Ben Yehuda points out that the Gemara previously stated itzum rabbanon hu akdumi akdim al girsay and b'negeya poyel. The Gemara just said kadim ovid and doesn't use a double lashon of akdumi kadim. He explains that a poyel generally doesn't get up very early in the morning. It could be that just today he got up early and therefore he's not used to getting up even a little bit early, and that's why he's tired. However, Talmud Chacham generally gets up early in order to learn early in the morning, and therefore he generally wouldn't fall asleep because he got up a little bit earlier than usual, and therefore the Gemara tells us that he got up very early and it was Akdumi Akdum. He wasn't used to getting up so early, and that's why he was falling asleep. Ben Yehuda says the following Lashon, Ach Talmud Chacham bevadei dakar lahakdim sho ishtayim koidim alois shachar lasik b'toyer ba'ud layla v'kivin demurgu b'kdim azu einim esnamnen machbis zebiyoyim v'rakiz damen be'ezel layla shehiktim zman yoysim b'kdim aragaba shehikiz mishinasei abov v'chomi shoyiz koidim alois shachar v'pleishin izdam le sugi amuka v'rotz la'ayim ba'ois alayla zman yoysa v'hukhuk lahakdim koidim zman k'dim zan nog b'chol layla l'kachoy misnamnen b'yoyim ahu m'pnei shehoy loy shinu min ahergil shaloy l'chein omak du me'akdim l'oshim kefal ayin sham. And we will stop over here.